This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Carla Marie Manley, a practicing clinical psychologist based in Sonoma County, California, and a recognized authority on fear and fear-based disorders such as trauma, anxiety, and depression. She works with individuals and groups to improve personal growth, relationship connections, and increased life fulfillment. Her new book is Joy from Fear, Create the Life of Your Dreams by Making Fear Your Friend. And Dr. Manley, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, what was the reason or the inspiration of writing the book Joy from Fear? Let's start there.
I am a practicing clinical psychologist, and one of the things that I found that permeates my client base, and in fact, all of our lives, is the fact that we often operate from a place of fear. And then we're told, get over your fear, forget about the fear, compartmentalize the fear, right? And then we get stuck. And so the reason I wrote the book was to help people understand that fear is actually not as bad as we think it is. It can actually be one of our greatest friends and allies in life. And I don't know about you, but in my own life, I've had significant periods where I've gotten stuck and realized that it was fear holding me back. And then when I work with groups and individuals on this platform of learning to look at fear, what I call destructive fear, the fear that wants to hold us back, and then turning it so that we can see the constructive side of that fear, and then doing the work, and this is the key piece, of transforming one's life through action, then that's how we create growth and change that's positive. And so for many people, therapy is out of reach or it's too expensive. And so one of the reasons I wrote the book in sort of guided fashion that I did is so that people can really use the tips and tools and exercises in the book to create self-growth, whether it's within themselves, which is really the foundational piece, or in relationships, getting their relationships unstuck or detoxing them, and even working with pretty heavy issues like anxiety, depression, and PTSD. So that's why I wrote it. I wanted to make my methodology available to people everywhere.
And we do thank you for that. A big help, no doubt, and a tool for sure. How does fear hold us back in life? Touch on some of those details from your experience and what you've seen through your clients.
So it can hold us back in really little ways, or ways that seem little, Eric, or giant-sized, you know, ways. And one of the key places that I see this is people get stuck in toxic relationships, and they can be toxic family relationships, toxic romantic relationships, and toxic work relationships or friendships. And so often that toxicity, which is destructive fear at work, is telling you, let's use a bad marriage, for example. That voice is somehow telling you, you better stay here, just put up with it. You know, just deal with it. Okay, let the partner be sarcastic or mean or abusive. You know, just put up with it because I'm comfortably uncomfortable. I just am going to stay here. That is fear. That is fear keeping that person stuck. And then fear is pretty creative. It might come up and say, oh, you know, your kids will hate you if you leave the relationship, or it's better for you to stay for the sake of the kids, right? That's all the voices. Destructive fear, rather than starting to listen to the real truth, which is if you're staying in a relationship for your kids and there's a lot of silence or combat or destructive dynamics, you're actually really harming your kids. And that if you learn to listen to that voice, that's the truth, that's the constructive fear coming through. And then that's how you start getting unstuck. You start really listening to yourself, listening to your emotions, because your emotions have so much wisdom, and then slowly and steadily taking the path that takes you away from the destructive fear. Kind of, I look at it as taking off the handcuffs, so to speak, and then doing the work slowly but steadily to listen to what is right and good and healthy for you.
Certainly appreciate your perspective there. Thanks for that. What are the most common fears people experience the most?
That's a really great question, Eric, and I think it's important to differentiate between a realistic fear, like a fear of if your mother had cancer, a fear that you may have cancer, or a fear of getting bit by a rattlesnake if you live in an area where there are a lot of rattlesnakes. Those are all realistic fears. Where destructive fear is at work, and this is where we get to the really common fears, and these are the underlying fears that are part of destructive fear, a fear that you will not be loved, a fear that you will be rejected, that you will be kicked out, that God won't love you, however that manifests in your life, right? But that voice that I will be rejected, I won't be loved. And then when we get down to the root of that, Eric, there is the sense for all of us on a very primitive level that I won't be safe. Because if we are not loved and not included, we know on a really primitive level that we won't be safe. If we're kicked out of the pack, hey, the wolves will eat us, right? But yet that we don't realize that it's important to chase that fear down, right? And really get to the truth of it, which is in most cases, right, if you move out of a bad job or a toxic relationship, some people may turn their backs on you. But if they do, and all you're after is seeking a healthier life, they really didn't love you in the first place, right? Because somebody who truly loves you would want to support you. And so that's how the root fears are at work, to tell us that we better stay put or we won't be loved, or that we're not enough. That's another one, that we're not enough, that we're somehow defective. So those are really the key root fears I've found, worth, a sense of self-worth, and a sense of not being loved.
Also, Dr. Manley, how can a person learn to turn destructive fear into constructive fear?
Such a good question, and it's a laborious process, Eric, but so worth it. And I give the steps throughout the chapters in Joy from Fear, my book. But if we want to look at it in a real, you know, try and put it in a nutshell, the way you do it is you take each fear seriously. You take each life situation seriously. So let's say you're putting on a new dress and you love the new dress and you go, oh my God, you know, I'll look so out of place. You know, everyone, no, I better take this dress off. It's too risky. Well, then that's actually fear at work. And you go, well, then let me look in the mirror. I look good in this dress. I feel good in this dress. I'm going to be okay because I feel good in the dress. And if I go out and people comment on my dress as they might, that's okay. They're entitled to their comments. So do you notice how you go through that process of you listen to the voice? You notice if it's telling you the truth. In many cases, the voice is not telling you the truth. It just wants to terrorize you. And then you move forward working on having greater self-esteem, listening to say, yeah, okay, I feel anxious, but it's okay for me to feel a little anxious. So it's a really important step-by-step process. Again, the Joy from Fear has so many exercises that guide the reader into how to do this work. And I have to say too, Eric, that the book lends itself very well to group work, to book clubs, to women's support groups or men's support groups, because we often do our best work when in the company of others. Introverts or people who are, you know, more, you know, tend to do better with their own work might also benefit by doing it in their own sacred space. But it really is work that can be done if you're comfortable doing it with a close friend or a group, because we up-level each other when we go through the exercises and the process together, because then we feel supported and not alone.
Really great to have you out to cover this topic today. We are with Dr. Carla Marie Manley, a practicing clinical psychologist based in Sonoma County, California, and author of Joy from Fear. Create the life of your dreams by making fear your friend here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, what is joy and how is joy related to fear?
I love that question because we often confuse three words: pleasure, happiness, and joy. So really quickly, pleasure is a sense of feeling good, usually from eating something or doing something or, you know, something external. Happiness is related to that because we become happy often from, again, engaging in an activity, whether it's sitting and reading or something that makes us happy, holding a child, again, often dependent on doing something. Joy. Joy is one of our core basic emotions. It's actually the only one that we tend to call them positive and negative emotions, but it's the only feel-good emotion, right? And it is one of the five basic emotions. And it tells us, in my view, when we are at peace and in our natural state of bliss. Joy is what you see in a child that's just, you know, lying in its crib or in its mother's arm, and it's just content. So that's joy. And joy, we often lose our joy in life because we become so contaminated by our fears. And so the way that you find fear is to notice what doesn't feel good, and then you notice the more that you do away with those fears, the more your natural joy just starts radiating. You can't, it's irrepressible. Once you start wiping away the fear and addressing the fear, then more and more joy, because it's your natural state. It will naturally come to the surface. And of course, it might dim a little bit during life challenges, but you'll sense that it's always there. And that's what joy is.
A great explanation and example as well. Now, looking at getting stuck in life, how can a person get unstuck in life?
Such a good question again, Eric, because being stuck in life is one of our biggest challenges as we go through life. And we might get unstuck and then move on in life and then get stuck again. So the key part to getting unstuck is noticing when you're stuck. That's the first thing. Notice when you feel stuck. And then once you notice that you feel stuck, what's making you feel stuck? That's the second step. First is, do I feel stuck? Next step is, what's making me stuck? Is it me? You know, am I eating poorly? Am I not getting exercise? Am I taking, you know, abuse from a partner? Am I in a job that's unfulfilling? Why am I stuck? And then the third part is, and this is critical, do I want to get unstuck? Do I really want to get unstuck? Because some people talk, and I don't judge it, some people talk about getting unstuck, but they don't want to get unstuck, because getting unstuck means that you're going to face some challenges, that you're going to take some risks. And if you really want to get unstuck, then you make your goals. Then you set your sights on wherever it is in life I am stuck. Am I willing to do the work to get unstuck? And I can speak to that on a very personal level. I spent my life, you know, a good chunk of my life in a career that was not fulfilling for me. It was lucrative. It was the right thing to do. It paid the bills, but I was stuck. And one day when I woke up and really realized what it was, that I was stuck here, a woman who thought she was so strong and fearless, I realized I was living out of fear. And I had to get to that point of feeling so stuck that I could feel that I was starting to be depressed, that I was willing to upend my life. I was willing to put in the time and the effort and the money to, you know, build on my master's and get my doctorate in clinical psychology and do all the work and face the loss of a marriage, because loss of a marriage resulted, and face the financial distress and all of that. But was it worth it? You bet, because I knew in advance that it was something I needed to do to get unstuck. It was one of my dreams, one of my core life dreams. And so I offer that to listeners so that listeners know getting unstuck can be easy in some situations, right? You know, maybe you want to lose a couple pounds and get unstuck that way, or it can be upending, life-changing. And if you have faith in yourself and are up for the challenge, you're worth it. It's worth it. The journey is worth it. And so that's the message of Joy from Fear.
You bet it is. The journey is certainly worth it. Tell us, Dr. Manley, what are a few keys to creating balance in one's daily life?
God, Eric, you're asking me such great questions. Start your day with balance. I believe that the way we start our day and end our day is critical for our for the way we feel throughout the day and about our life in general. And so it's important. We often wake up and the first thing we do is, you know, turn on the news or look at our phone to check our texts or our work, right? And so that starts our day off on a frenetic pace, or maybe the alarm's buzzing at you or this or that. And I ask people to really notice what gives you joy. If your morning routine is not giving you joy, if it's making you feel rushed, start your day in a way that feels gentle, whether it's a 2-minute meditation, whether it's a couple of stretches to release your body, whether it's a cup of, you know, warm tea. Start the pace of your day. Your text will wait. Your computer will wait. The news will wait. It'll be okay. And, you know, play some music. You know, listen to Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, every morning. I never tire of it, right? And then, you know, also create balance in your life by having frequent, healthy meals throughout the day, small meals that help you have the balance of not having the highs and lows of, you know, blood sugar crashes. The other piece to creating balance is exercise. A 12-minute walk is enough to boost your mood and to boost it for several hours. So again, being in touch with some form of exercise that gives you joy. The other way to create good balance in life is make time for self-care. Every day, have a date with yourself. And again, self-care doesn't need to be something that takes 3 hours, and it doesn't need to be expensive. It can be something as simple as sitting on your porch, meditating, you know, taking your time eating an orange and just noticing every bite. You know, doing specific dates with self-care really keep us in balance with how important we are. Because if we are not in balance with our emotions, in balance with our time, in balance with our energy, then we don't have that balance to offer to others. And instead, then what we are offering to the others in our life, be it our children or our partners or our workmates, we're offering them this very chaotic, unbalanced energy. And then we perpetuate that cycle. So I really encourage listeners to work on that within their daily lives, knowing it's so achievable. It is so achievable. It just takes tiny steps of awareness. Again, you can't go wrong if you ask yourself, is what I'm doing giving me joy? Right? And a lasting joy. Yeah, it might feel good in the moment. Actually, it's not joy, but pleasure to eat, you know, 2 bagels and cream cheese. That's more pleasure. But hey, if I'm having joy, where do I get that? Is it, you know, slowly eating this bowl of raspberries? But as you learn to differentiate between what makes you feel good about yourself as a human being and doing more of that, it's that simple. Just slowly but surely doing more of what makes you feel good about you. And then you radiate that to other people. And it has nothing to do with looks, right? It has everything to do with that internal quality of being in balance and being pleased with how you're living your life. Then you radiate that quality day in and day out, pretty much.
And we certainly appreciate what you do and for writing the book, Joy from Fear. I got one last question before we conclude. How can stress and anxiety be reduced to promote optimal wellness? Let's conclude there.
Starting, Eric, first with what I was talking about with the balance is if we start our day and end our day very thoughtfully with lower stress, we will sleep better. And one of the key parts in reducing stress and anxiety is having good sleep. Research shows that if you have a few nights of interrupted sleep, of not healthy sleep, that can be as hard on your physical health as missing sleep itself, no sleep for a day or two. And so when we don't get good sleep, we are more susceptible to life stresses. We are more susceptible to the effects of anxiety. So I would tell, you know, listeners, turn your cell phones off at night. Keep them out of your bedroom. Have healthy sleep hygiene. Meet yourself 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Keep the television out of the bedroom. Use the bedroom. I love to tell people this because it's so true. The bedroom is for basically 3 things, right? Sleep, sex, and cuddling. Whether you're cuddling with your partner or a book or a dog, that's it. Everything else, keep out of the bedroom. It promotes good sleep, and sleep is what we need. It gives us time. The brain actually washes itself, detoxes at night. So that is one of the key components. The other reason I don't want to leave it out is reduce the press of technology and social media, in particular in your life. Research is increasingly showing that social media creates a sense of depression in many people, creates a lot of sense of anxiety, and also what I call from fear, I call it out as the disease of toxic comparison, because social media has us looking at the other person and their perfect life or perfectly appearing life, and then consciously or unconsciously contrasting it with our own life and going into this place, I'm not good enough. My life isn't pretty enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not wealthy enough. You know, all of those things. And that right there causes stress and anxiety, and then leads to depression often as well. So I would say those key pieces, if you want to reduce anxiety and stress, reduce social media, get good sleep, engage in self-care, and really listen to yourself. And all of this and so much more with such easy to follow tips is outlined in Joy from Fear, because I want listeners to have the most powerfully free, radiant lives that they can.
Dr. Manley, again, thanks for everything and for your time today. Where can listeners, I'm sure they want to know where they can find more information on yourself and also on the book, as well as where could they actually make purchase of the book?
They can find more information about me by going to my website, drcarlamanley.com, Carla with a C, Manley is M-A-N-L-Y. They can email me through my website. I'm always happy to answer questions. I have loads of good free articles on my website, as well as YouTube. They can find links to YouTube and all of that, and Facebook. My YouTube has great meditation videos to follow along with me, that sort of thing. And Joy from Fear, you can find it in your local bookstore. If you like going local like I do, ask your local bookstore for a copy. If they don't have it on their shelves, they can get it for you in just a day or two. You can also find Joy from Fear on Amazon.com, and you can find it in BarnesandNoble.com. So there you have it.
Again, thank you so much. Dr. Manley, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you. It was a joy to be with you. Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Dr. Carla Marie Manley, a practicing clinical psychologist based in Sonoma County, California, and author of Joy from Fear, Create the Life of Your Dreams by Making Fear Your Friend. And for further details, visit drcarlamanley.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.